From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. If need no welfare state,
everybody pulls his weight.
G.R. all the sound and great. Knows what I did.
Is your father home?
No, not yet.
Oh, thank heavens. On the bus, I said a little prayer that I'd get here first, but I really didn't think it would work. Maybe I got time to fix him something before he gets here.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. I'm warming up yesterday's leftovers.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me what happened.
Oh, Glory, it was an experience. Hi, Mike. When do I hang up my coat and I'll tell you all about it?
How'd it go?
Oh, Mike, it was so exciting.
Tell us about it.
Oh, wait till your father finds out. I kept pinching myself the whole time I was there to make sure I wasn't watching some movie. Imagine me, Edith Bunker, a member of the jury. Even now, I feel those goosebumps. Oh, funny, they was there a minute ago.
Wish we could have been there to see your mom. What was it like?
Oh, well, it was very important and formal-like, and they really do bang those hammers. I thought I'd jump out of my skin the first time. And the judge is so elegant in his black robes. He looks just like Spencer Tracy. Ooh, there they are.
Yeah, what goosebumps. Hey, Ma, is it a big case?
I ain't allowed to discuss it.
Yeah, but Ma, you can tell us which case you're on.
Oh, I don't know. The judge says we wasn't allowed to discuss it at all. And he said we might stay down there for a while. I'll have to pack a bag and everything.
Oh. I don't know what the world is coming to nowadays. I tell you, it's getting worse and worse by the minute. It's dog-eat-dog out there, Edith.
Why, what happened, Doc?
One thing after another. Coming home on the subway train, some guy decides to throw himself in front of the train. Holds the whole thing up for 30 minutes. He couldn't do it in the middle of the day. He's got to pick the rush hour. Would you get them two dogs off the curb, he said.
Your day, Archie.
How does it sound like, Edith?
My day was terrific.
Whoopee. On top of everything else, they was doing some reconstruction work down the building. They had a hole tore in one of the walls there. It was like waking in the North Pole with the wind whipping through. It's a wonder I ain't got the bug. Now, what's that look for?
What look, Archie?
You got that same look the time you gave 50 cents to the Black Panthers because you thought they were going to preserve our wildlife. Well, what did you do now?
Oh, I didn't do nothing. I'm on jury duty, Archie.
Isn't that exciting, Daddy?
You're on a jury, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's the big deal about that? They want people like your mother down there because they know they got no freaking screwed ideas. To put it another way, they know she don't know too much.
What's the use? Come on, Michael, and help me with dinner. We'll get dinner, Mom.
I'll set the table.
And what kind of case you on there, Rita? The traffic violation?
I ain't at liberty to discuss it.
What do you mean you ain't at liberty to discuss it? I'll ask you again, Edith. What kind of case you have?
His Honor says I can't, Archie. Not until it's all over. Sorry.
Edith, I can understand you don't want to go around discussing a case with total strangers, but after all, your own flesh and blood husband, huh? Come on.
His Honor didn't say nothing about telling husbands.
Well, no, he didn't come right out and say, go home and tell your husband. He took it for granted. That's what you're going to do.
Sorry.
Edith, I never held nothing back from you ever. I even told you our secret vows from the lodge.
Oh, yeah. The secret vow. Only, 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 only.
Stifle that, will you? Yeah. I could get blackbusted by the brothers if they ever finally told you that. Anyway, the vows from the lodge ain't the point, either. It's our marriage vows. Till death do us part, for better, for worse, in secrets and in health. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
No, folks, it's on.
Archie, did Ma tell you anything about the trial?
I don't want to hear nothing about it. I know all about that stuff anyway. I saved my time on a jury.
He did?
Well, almost. He was thrown off right away because he insulted the defense attorney.
I didn't insult him. I told him what I thought of pinko, bleeding heart lawyers defending killers. He asked me what I thought of capital punishment, and I told him.
For 30 minutes.
It's a proven fact that capital punishment is a well-known detergent to crime.
That's bull. Capital punishment has never been proven to be a deterrent to crime.
We believe it is in this house, buddy.
Do you believe in capital punishment, Ma?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Mother?
Well, so long as it ain't too severe.
Let me just ask you something, Professor, you who don't believe in capital punishment. Suppose you was to come home some fine day and find your wife's throat cut. Now, are you going to tell me you wouldn't be itching to fry the guy that cut that throat?
No. What good would that do?
You see this guy? You see what you married? Some fiend could come in here and murder you, and he ain't going to lift a finger to help.
Archie, if I killed that murderer, would that bring Gloria back? No. An eye for an eye is not the answer. The problem rests with society.
He's always blaming everything on society. Listen, if you're going to blame society for murder, what we ought to do is turn a killer loose, give him a pension for life, and go out and shoot the rest of the city.
I don't feel like eating now.
Why?
I keep thinking about myself with my throat cut.
Oh, Clara, come in. Will you have some food with us?
No, thank you. I'm on a diet. Everything goes to my hips. I just stopped by to tell you, I had to cook in the lower oven tonight.
Is that so, Clara?
You know, we've got one of them electrics with two ovens. Mm-hmm. I always use the top and put my pots and pans in the bottom. Well, tonight the top caught fire, and I had to cook in the bottom.
Oh.
You came all the way over to tell Edith that, huh?
Yes. You know, when you're used to doing something one way and without warning you got to change, it can really throw you off. Bye.
Clara, I'm so glad you stopped by. I was going to call you later. Could I borrow your valise? The one that you took to Buffalo with the pretty stickers of Niagara Falls?
Sure.
I've been picked for jury duty, and I may have to stay in a hotel for a while.
Oh, isn't that special, Edith? You must be so excited. Oh. It must be a very big, big case that they want you to stay over. Well, I'll go and get the valise and bring it back in a little while.
Thank you, Clara. And it was nice hearing about your ovens.
You didn't say nothing about staying in no hotel. How long does the judge think this thing is going to take?
Well, he didn't say. At least a week.
A week?
Or more.
Or more?
Sorry.
It's a murder case, isn't it, Ma?
Oh, I'll bet it's the Rodriguez case. Hey, if it's that case, you better eat up, Arch. You may not taste Mom's cooking for weeks. Maybe months. Look at that Manson trial. That's almost a year.
Yeah.
Edith, I got the bug. No, I mean it. Remember I was telling you about that hole in the building there and the wind blowing through like the North Pole, remember? Well, I think I got some.
What are you looking at?
Looking at anything.
Don't give me none of your fish eyes. I happen to be sick. I feel the first morning chill, Edith. I think I better call up and maybe not go to work in the morning. Yeah, really. You know you got to take care of these things. They could lead to complications. Fever today, funeral tomorrow.
You ain't even warm.
That don't mean nothing, Edith. Now, I hate to do this. I'm sorry about it. But you'll have to call up the court and just tell them you can't make it. Tell them there's an emergency in your home, which nobody can argue with that.
But, Archie, I've already been selected.
Edith, who selected you first? What are you waiting for?
I'm thinking it over.
You don't have to think. Do like I tell you. Make the phone call. Go ahead, Edith. Pick it up. And when you're done, you better bring me some hot water and lemon juice upstairs. And bring me that vaporizer. And then I'm going to need that electric heating pad for under me. Find a big tray because you're going to have to bring me my meals upstairs or I'll be in a bed. Now go on, Edith.
Would you find that bed tray? I think it's in the cupboard under the sink.
Ma, are you really going to serve him his meals in bed?
Oh, no. I guess you will. I'll be on jury duty.
Laurie, are you home? Meathead. The man comes home for work and what's there to meet him? Two bags of garbage. About 30 minutes. Why do you care? Man comes home from work, nobody here, no food in the house. Your mother down that hotel living it up. You two loping around the courtroom all day, watching her like she was some kind of a movie star.
You went down there to see her, Daddy. You'd be proud to see Mom serving on that jury.
I'd be proud to see your mother right back home here serving me my dinner.
I want to ask you something, Archie. You mean to tell me you're not the least bit interested and your wife is sitting on one of the hottest murder trials in the country?
Ah, what's so hot about it, huh? They got better murders on the Late Show. This thing is an open and shut case.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I admit it doesn't look too good for Rodriguez, but that doesn't mean it's open and shut.
Listen. The DA nailed the coffin down on that guy yesterday. Now, there's two witnesses seen him go home to his apartment house up in Spanish Harlem. Another witness seen him go into the apartment. All right, he goes in there, he finds his old lady in there with another sprig. What does he do? He whips out his switchblade and zap. Sends him to that big taco stand up in the sky.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, look at the way those Puerto Ricans are caged up in those slums. It's no wonder the tension builds.
They don't like it there, let them get out of here. I ain't making them live there.
See, that's the trouble with you liberals. You're always trying to put the... Oh, good night, nurse. Look at this.
Well, what is it? What is
the jury in the Rodriguez trial sent... Well, listen, read it yourself. It's right there.
The jury in the Rodriguez trial was sent back to continue deliberations today after the judge refused to accept a hung jury. It is rumored that one lone juror is blocking a unanimous verdict.
Lone jury. You should have said lone dingbat.
Everything satisfactory, ladies?
Oh, wonderful. My compliments to the chief. Oh. Aren't you going to eat your chicken croquettes? They're very good.
If they taste anything like that gray hamburger we had last night, I don't want any.
Mm, I thought that was delicious.
You must eat out a lot, Mrs. Bunker.
Well, actually, we don't. The last time we ate out was our anniversary 3 years ago. Unless, of course, you count snack bars.
I never count snack bars. Mrs. Bunker, I'd like you to consider that if it weren't for you, all of us on the jury could be back with our families enjoying home-cooked meals.
I think it's nice for someone else to do the cooking for a change.
Well, personally, I prefer my own Eric to prepare dinner.
Your husband does the cooking?
Eric is my chef. He's from Paris.
Paris? Oh, my. I'll bet his croquettes are something, huh? Aren't you going to eat nothing?
Just coffee.
Oh. It's a shame to waste them. My Archie would love those in his lunchbox with an orange and a Twinkie.
A Twinkie.
Yeah. See, those little cakes are about that long and they have cream in the center. Some of them are devil's food with chocolate.
Mrs. on the Bunker, I don't care to hear about your Twinkies. I just want to go home. I simply don't understand why you keep insisting that Rodriguez is innocent when three neighbors said they saw him entering the building.
They could have been mistaken.
Three different people?
It could have been somebody else. You said yourself that all Puerto Ricans look alike.
To us, not to each other.
I don't know. There's something about the way he keeps saying he's innocent.
Oh, that doesn't mean a thing. All those people are born liars. Besides, you have the neighbors who say they saw him.
Well, if they was all born liars, how can you believe the neighbors?
Because they're not accused of anything. Mrs. Bunker, it's time we stop coddling these criminals. Those mad dogs have got to be put behind bars.
He's not a mad dog. He's a nice-looking young boy.
Well, then, look at it this way. We'd be doing that nice-looking young boy a favor by taking him out of that rat-infested ghetto and put into a nice, clean prison.
Still, His Honor said a man has to be guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
11 of us say he's guilty.
Well, I got a reasonable doubt.
And you're being totally unreasonable about it.
I don't mean to be. Mrs. Stonehaste, an important person like you probably makes decisions all the time. The only decisions I ever make is what to serve for dinner or how much starch to put in Archie's collars. In all... In all my life, This is the first time anybody has asked me my opinion about something that really matters. And they'll probably never ask me again. So you see, Mrs. Stonehurst, this is really important. I'd hate to be wrong. Who is it?
It's the bailiff. Everybody down to the lobby. Judge wants everyone back in the courtroom right away. The bus is leaving in 20 minutes.
Thank you. We better get dressed right away. Can I help you take off some of the creams?
Why do you let your wife do that? I'm getting rid of it.
Come on, Daddy. We're just waiting for the news.
You can wait for the sound off.
Oh.
Sounds like New Year's Eve in a nut house. Chair. Dogs off the coffee table.
Say something on the news about the trial, Daddy.
What can they say, except your mother's down there throwing a monkey wrench into the halls of justice. You want to have professional juries anyhow.
What do you mean, professional juries?
I mean people who are trained to be on juries.
That's crazy.
Well, it ain't half as crazy as what you got now. You got a judge who spends half his life in school, then he goes out to become a lawyer, then he's a lower judge, and he's upper judge. Works himself up to a big murder trial. Does he get to decide who's innocent or guilty? No, no. That decision is made by 5 salesmen, 3 bank tellers, a couple of plumbers, a seamstress, and a dingbat.
There's the news.
President Nixon today flew from the summer White House in Florida
to the summer White House in California.
Dummy up, you.
There's been a dramatic turn of events in the Juan Rodriguez murder case. Details of these and other stories coming up on tonight's big news right after this message.
Dramatic turn of events? I wonder what happened.
Hi, everyone!
Welcome back. They were just talking about the case on the news. They said something about dramatic turn of events.
Oh, gee, oh. I missed you so much.
You're back, huh?
Yeah. How do you feel?
I didn't eat nothing tonight.
You did? Gloria!
I made dinner. He just wouldn't eat.
Would you go out and make us a sandwich and some coffee?
Sure, Archie. Right away. Gloria.
But, Mama,
what about the case?
What
case? I don't want to hear no more about that case. Let her make me a sandwich and coffee.
Look, it's me. I'm Tina.
Turn up the sound.
Mrs. Bunker, would you tell us some of your impressions?
Well, I loved the hotel.
I mean, what are your impressions of the trial?
His Honor says I ain't allowed to talk about it.
But, Mrs. Bunker, the trial is over.
Sorry.
That was Mrs. Edith Bunker, the lone juror who held out for 2 days in the Rodriguez murder trial.
I knew it! I knew it! Now the whole world knows!
Get here!
...to maintain Rodriguez was innocent. And Mrs. Bunker was proven right at the 11th hour when a taxi driver, Norton Rogers, broke down today and confessed to the crime.
You were right!
You were right!
Hey, that's right! He was right!
Huh? You see? See what? All I see is I'm home here for 2 weeks starving to death while your mother-in-law's down there at that court wasting the taxpayers' money trying the wrong guy.
Oh, Clara, I'm so glad you came by. I want to thank you for the loan of your valise.
My pleasure. It isn't every day we have a prominent jurist gracing our midst.
Oh. It was pretty exciting for me, too. Every time I think of it, I get goosebumps. Well, even now, look. Dawn, gone again. I brought you something.
A new sticker. from the Queen's Tower Hotel.
How'd you autograph it for her, Rita?
Oh, would you?
It's your life sign, huh?
Recorded on tape before a live audience.